share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Japan has long been producing services that are rather unique and mind-blowing. From renting a partner to cuddling cafes and even hiring fake wedding guests, these people never fail at being innovative and creative. But who would have thought there would be such a service where women can hire men to wipe their tears away? As odd as it sounds, it is very much true. This service was launched in Japan back in 2015 and it still exists till today. Business must be going really great for them, huh? The service was founded by a man called Hiroki Terai, who appears to have quite a fondness for weeping. 7 years ago, he even started a collective crying therapy group. He also released a photography book of Handsome Men in Tears. The concept of the business, called Aikimiso Danshi, which means good-looking men who cry, is specially made for women who feel under pressure and vulnerable working in a busy, male-dominated environment. They may want to do something traditionally feminine, which is to cry. According to Japan Trends, the service is rather simple, and Terai says it is completely legit. If you are a woman in Japan who happened to face a harsh day at work, you can simply place an order for an Aikman to come by. There are 8 types of men that you can choose from, each of them licensed crying therapists that can offer different kinds of experience, such as bad boy, dentist, or even a wise old intellectual. So what happens after one was to pick their ideal type? You can watch a sad film to get your emotional side vulnerable, and when the tears start to fully flow, the man will start to comfort you by placing his hand on the wall behind you, touch your cheek and wipe away those sad tears with a tissue. He may even cry with you. Each session costs about 7,900 yen, RM 310. Now, they even allow you to cry from your home. You can join a virtual call with one of these handsome guys and pour out your feelings and tears. No joke. We're not quite sure why a service like this is an actual thing in Japan, but it does tell us quite a bit about Japanese women and conditions in their workplaces and the surrounding environment. What do you think about this story? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read, more suicide cases than COVID-19 death cases recorded in Japan. Source, Aikimiso Source, Japan Trends Source, Aikimiso. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.